Next patient is Nerda Rice. This is a consultation, a reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 50. Five-year-old with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient went to the emergency room with the chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, and a near syncope period. Patient rhythm spontaneously converted to sinus period. Patient still has intermittent atrial fibrillation period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, aspirin, ranitidine, Flonase, Omeprazole, Losartan, period. Allergies, non-endocrinologies, social history, patient smoke, 5 cigarettes per day, now history alcohol or drug use, family history, non-contributory. Review system. In general, denial and recent weight gain and weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse 70, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is. Regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs, a gallop estimate, no edema. Click impression number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, history of smoking. Recommendation. Discuss the patient of patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Patient agreed for the procedure. Also schedule the patient for echocardiogram as well as a Holter monitor period. I will also start the patient on LKS 5 mg 2 times daily period.